and welcome back to Radio Wasteland, best in paranormal talk radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Howard. This is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Kara, what kind of news is coming out of the wasteland today?
Well, we've got more climate change news. Floods driven by record rainfall in Germany and Bavaria have killed at least 188 people at last count, prompting German Prime Minister Angela Merkel to make climate change a larger priority. Quote, I say this as a German, the idea that you could possibly die from weather is completely alien, one climate scientist said.
I didn't know that floods in Europe were just sort of really kind of unheard of, or...
Well, at least in Germany, like, I think, you know, Southern Europe is a lot different than, like, sort of mid-East Europe, where Germany and Bavaria are, so...
Yeah, I guess if you think about it, they're in the band that would be the northern parts of the United States that really don't deal with floods like the southern
right,
parts
exactly.
do. But yeah, in the news, they're basically talking about that this is going on all over Europe. So,
yeah, I think the big ones are, or maybe it's just reported on more in Germany because it's like so weird there to have these kinds of events, but. Anyway, 200 people died.
It's
so, yeah.
It always weirds me out when these sorts of things happen, like right after we made up global warming. It's like, what kind of weird coincidence is that?
Well, you see, Chauncey, it's because of the geoengineering that we're doing in order to, you know, strengthen public belief in global warming in order to, you know, impose communism on good, God-fearing truck owners.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, see? It's very nefarious.
Is that what people really think, or did you just come up with this?
We've had guests on who think that. Well, a guest.
Yeah, all right. yeah, I don't know. The whole idea of global warming really just bothers me. It bothers me for two reasons, and I know the people who don't believe out there are going to be like, whatever, this guy's talking this crap again. But, you know, for one, it's scientists, you know, you go to the doctor to cure your cancer. If the doctor can't cure your cancer, that's when you start, you know, rolling around in ginkgo biloba and stuff. You know, you don't do it the other way around. You go to the scientist first. And when the scientist doesn't have it figured out, that's when you start getting all freaky, you know, but people just right out of the gates were just all, nope, science is lame, you know.
Yeah.
But a scientist is no different than your doctor. It's just a different doctor. It's a doctor of something different.
I think the people we're talking about don't trust their doctors either, so that may not be the best comparison. These are the guys who won't get vaccines, so.
Okay. Well, then I'll just say one more time, and then we can move on. The knowledge that this world has to offer, one person is not capable of having all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, as a society, through capitalism, let's just say totally through capitalism, through survival of the fittest and people creating inventions in order to fix future situations and get paid for it, people have to compartmentalize knowledge. That's the way that it works. That's the way every society works. I don't care if you're a capitalism or communism, whatever the hell you are, that's the way it works. There's no other way for it to work. You know, that's why the old shaman was the shaman. He had that knowledge and these other guys didn't. But this guy over here, that guy could hunt like a bandit, you know. It's just the way society works. If you don't embrace it, society don't work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I agree with you. Although I will say, it's interesting you mentioned that historically, because on the subject of science, there was a period of time, let's say, I would say, you know, 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, where it was basically possible if you're like, the idle rich, you know, you're some nobleman, to understand basically everything there was to know about science.
Yeah.
And I think this whole Renaissance man idea, you know, it emerged of like the same idea of at the same time as, you know, the American Revolution and all this sort of Calvinist, just individualistic philosophy, I think we're still really informed by that. And, you know, people still really have this. I've seen people who are, you know, just the crankiest of cranks who describe themselves as Renaissance men. You know, it's like, I read all the studies, I do all my own work. And it's like, okay, that's why you sound like an idiot, you know, because you're not very good at it.
But
people still believe in this idea. They want to be Renaissance men, and it's just not possible anymore. You know, you got to specialize.
Well, let me throw this out there for the Renaissance man that is refusing to believe in any sort of science or doctors.
Unless they came up.
Historically, two of the biggest Renaissance men, I bet you, would basically say, yeah, I know nowhere near all of it. And I agree with your saying. One man would have the ability to have a grasp on all the world sciences. But
yeah. Well, who are you talking about?
Benjamin Franklin, Leonardo da Vinci, you know, even these guys, I think, would basically say, oh no, you know, I tied the key to the kite because I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they were curious guys. And I only say, like, they probably understood, like, essentially the sum of the world's knowledge, because at that time the sum of the world's knowledge was pretty pathetic, scientifically speaking.
There are germs and the sun is on fire.
Oh, they didn't know about germs. They didn't know about germs until the... God, when was it? I want to say, like, the middle of the 1800s.
No, Franklin knew about germs. They were washing their hands at that point in operations, weren't they?
I don't think so, because weren't Victorian-era hospitals, like, notoriously, like, you had and Civil War amputations, like, no one washed their hands, you know? You had a horrible chance of dying from infection, I think.
Okay, the sun's on fire.
The sun is on, well...
That's the grasp of your sciences.
they would have understood that, although in the medieval era, they would not have known that the sun was on fire. They would have said, you know, what is the sun? Well, it's a big blob of perfect luminiferous ether, but just heavenly material, and it's perfectly spherical, and it's made of just perfect divine energy. They wouldn't have said it's a big fireball.
And it's our God, and it demands a sacrifice.
And in just a few months, there have been two reported Bigfoot sightings just a few miles away from each other in Ashland County, Ohio. One was spotted in the woods near a rural home, another near a 24-hour gym in town. One Bigfoot expert consulted said these sightings raised, quote, far more green flags than red ones, and emphasized the close proximity of both sightings to the Mohican Memorial State Forest, a mass of wood spanning 4,500 acres of wilderness. Back to you, Chauncey.
You know, for lack of a better explanation, I saw Bigfoot.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be like, yeah, that guy's a liar. They're all liars. But, you know, that doesn't make any sense. That makes even less sense than Bigfoot, right? That doesn't track at all with my understanding of, like, how people are.
Yeah, that's one thing that a lot of people say about a lot of things, is that people have these sort of massive evil motives, you know?
And, right.
With the internet and with YouTube and people's ability to make money off of YouTube, I think maybe there is more negative motive out there now than there used to be. But even now, I don't think that there's...
Right. Doing a whole hoax like that, it takes a lot of effort. And like if you're trying to monetize it, like, most people aren't doing that. And if you're just the type of person who, you know, tells tall tales, whatever, just for the heck of it, like, people probably... know that about you. So right. It's like that there's, I think most of us know someone who's like reputable, who's seen Bigfoot or seen a ghost or whatever, and like, it doesn't mean those things are real, but it does mean they saw something, right?
Yeah.
So,
but in the last segment, I did just say that we're all crackpots, so maybe
we are all crackpots, so who knows?
All right, tonight on Radio Wasteland, we have, you know who we have, Kara?
I don't know anything.
Angry Catfish Briggs.
Well, finally.
Finally. So stick around. I'd tell you what it's all about, but if the name Angry Catfish Briggs doesn't sell it to you, you got the wrong ship.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/Radio Wasteland.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. Tonight's guest is Angry Catfish Briggs. And, you know, I would tell you exactly what this show is going to be about, but I've put a couple of hours into researching this, and it's still pretty hard for me to wrap my brain around. Not hard for me to wrap my brain around, like, understanding, but to relay it back in words is beyond my capabilities at the moment. So a lot of what we're talking about here is ISWA. Now, the ISWA, I'd never even really heard this term until a friend of ours who's been on the show, Samuel Hoffman, some of his fans started bringing it up and then suggesting that to you. So what is the ISWA?
ISWA, it's satellites in space with magnetometers on them, basically watching our magnetosphere.
Mm-hmm. And so this is all public knowledge. This is coming down. I mean, you guys are obviously, in your videos, a lot of the time you guys are actually watching the data coming from this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a NASA satellite. I mean, I know NASA never straight answer, but if you watch their monitors, you can get a pretty good idea.
Now, Now, that really is the question. You know, what is the good idea? Is it that there's another body out there?
Quite a few.
So is this Nibiru? So in the discussion, you know, I was reading about it. There's the term Leviathans being thrown around. I don't know if that's a biblical connection there or what, but are these
separate
bodies?
They're huge planets, very huge. You can actually see them at night really well. A lot of people are pointing to the sun. If you go out at night and start looking out up at your north, you're going to see the entire star field's gone. And look a little closer, you'll see the massive circumference in between us and those stars. They've been pushing us along for going on 2 years now, get closer and closer. A magnet, when it comes close to another magnet, they close their field lines and start pushing against each other. That's what we're seeing every day in ISWAL. There's only one reason for a magnet to close its field line. There's another magnet in its proximity. And we're seeing it every day, and it's getting more and more pronounced. I've been calling out quakes since, 2012 on Facebook, teaching people how to do it because there's a pattern. There's a physical object causing these bigger quakes. On both my channels, I got Catfish's Corner and Angry Catfish. I've got two channels. There's thousands of quakes that I'll hit on the exact minute, exact magnitude, exact placing on the planet using ISWA. And there's people like Ben Davidson that'll tell you it's an inaccurate model, and I've proven beyond a shadow of a doubt this thing is very accurate. It's a magnetometer. It's like looking at a ferrocell in space. It gives you a very accurate reading of what's going on.
So the reason why this is triggering geological events here is because the magnetic pull is like pulling maybe on the iron core or something like that.
We're actually on our side. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but you've got a moon that's rising like a little frown. It rolls 180 degrees, and on the other side of the planet, it's set like a little grin. That is a wax and a wane every night from your porch. Really? You should never see that.
Yeah, no, I have to tell you, I am, be sure to explain all of this to me like I'm five, because, you know, I really came into this, put a couple hours into it, and I'm really kind of confused on it. Okay, so you're saying that when we see the moon, it's either rotating or we are.
Well, we are.
We are.
You can't roll the shadow on a ball by rolling the ball.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, the shadow's moving too. That's us.
Gotcha. And that's the pull of these planets. Now, are you familiar with Samuel Hoffman? Because that's kind of...
I know Sammy. Sam and I used to deal with each other on Facebook. Look, last time he talked to me, he was yelling at me, telling me I was scaring people unnecessarily because the system was on its way out. And obviously it wasn't. Obviously it wasn't. It's still on its way in.
Okay, so these are two branches of the same concept. That's what I was
trying to... And there's a little more than what Sam thinks is coming. There's actually two suns with several planets. One of them is a blue spectrum, ultraviolet, black light sun. The other one is a very big red sun. Their names are Ra and Horus, the red and blue Kachinas. I've already been to the Hopi, to six tribes down to the Navajo, leaving Oregon coast because of visions of drowning. And verified that the Hopi actually are Hebrew Muslim descendants of Cain, and they've been guarding this for centuries.
So is this is always something that, you know, conspiratory or hidden knowledge always comes to mind for me. Is this something that the government knows? Is this something that the world knows?
Partially.
Or are they figuring it out at this point, too?
Their own cuneiform says that they had no idea what we were drawing on the walls. They said they had no idea what we were carving on the walls. We had no spoken language, but we drew ornate pictures. And they assumed the identities of those in our pantheon to hide us from ourselves. In other words, Marduk became Ra. Ninzagita, his brother, became Thoth. And they tried to hide us from ourselves. Ra is a sun. Thoth is a huge planet. I don't know if we called them Ra and Thoth back then. We didn't speak. But they gave us these languages, the Anunnaki, Enki and Enlil. I'm sure you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Well, they're all over the world. Everybody talks about them, how they drug the moon here, which correlates with the cuneiform, where we got trapped in a void and stuck here. We changed suns. We used to be with the blue sun. That's why you have its magnet signature right smack dab in the middle of your head. It's an ultraviolet sensitive organ hooked up to your eyes in the shape of magnetic signature of Ra. Well, that's your biology screaming. We came from that sun in the first place. We were originally designed on that sun. And we've got it pushing us back now.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Our lives must define freedom. Oh, will we never change it away? Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us.
I guess what I'm trying to get at is, you know, with the government and the powers that be, and something that we're saying is so incredibly obvious, yet
well,
not obvious. It's like
it's terribly obvious.
Well, I'm saying, is this being hidden from us, from people who know, or do the powers that be not know either?
Let me put it this way: I don't know if you heard this or not, but I was Senator Jim Davis, Republican, North Carolina's top investigator for several years. His hemp bill. My work caused hemp production in the United States. My first works for him were the first ever unanimous decision still standing today in North Carolina. The entire legislature voted against the federally implemented core curriculum for schools because I was an angry parent writing a letter to the management, compared the side-by-side curriculums, and it literally became the first ever, and today the only ever, unanimous decision in their entire legislature history. I've set precedents in that state, and I stood down because for 3.5 years I had done research on the moon and making sure that I was accurate because I was working for a senator and I'm a full custody dad. I was afraid the man would think I was insane and take away my baby. When I reported to him, I was interrupted by his sister, Kay Davis, his personal assistant, and informed about Red Dwarf G19, how they are certain it's not global warming. It is solar warming. We're all heating up, and they expect 3/4 dead. They proceeded to tell me about a lockdown and keeping everybody distracted while they're running disaster preparedness specials, commercials and setting up your demise. I called the COVID lockdown, the day of lockdown, months before it happened. I told people the reason we had to is because we were running out of grain. You know, the GMO crops engineered, it takes one candlelight to kill the damn things just at night. Well, you're casting shadows every night. It's not a hacker. The corn died at a foot and a half tall from Denver to China.
And this is all because the planets are there.
And this other sun. They see UV, we don't. That's what's so bright at night. It's like a black light. You walk up on a black light, you can't even see if it's lit till the lights in the disco club go out.
Right. So why?
That's the dark star.
Why hide it from us?
7 billion people knew we were out of food globally. How long you think?
No, I get that. No. I get that part. That part makes total sense. Why hide that? Yeah. You know, I mean, you got to keep you. But I mean, if the powers that be, governments, NASA, stuff like that, if they know, why hide it? Why hide it in the first place?
It's worse than that. It's not just that they're hiding it. They're engineering your death. GMO crops failed. The perennial crops didn't. They've known this has been coming since before they wrote the Bible.
But that's what I'm saying. Why hide it?
Keep us under control.
If they knew it was coming so long ago.
To keep us under control. They've done this how many cycles now? I don't know. I'm sitting here looking at quite a few.
Okay, well, then I guess what I need to ask is, because I'm thinking, like, why would the government hide this? But I think you're talking...
180 nations are under the same government. NWO.
That's what I'm getting at here.
A long time ago.
Who is they then?
Crown Vatican D.C. Corporation, established 1871.
Gotcha.
Whoever gets their money from that UK central bank is controlled by the same people. China, Russia, us, Venezuela, everybody. Who gets their money printed by that UK central bank? Everybody. Who went under lockdown for the common cold? Everybody. 180 nations went under lockdown for common cold.
Right. Well, I guess what I'm trying to get at is, you know, on these other planets, are there critters? Are there people that we should fear? You know,
No. You should never fear anything, but we can get to that.
Right. But I'm just trying to understand why keep it from us if it's not harmful to us?
It's very harmful to us. Have you ever read the Tablets of Thoth?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Everybody thinks they're all esoteric learnings. If you listen to it, they talk about a big electromagnetic machine that they put deep in the crust that recycles men's souls. They judge over our souls. Creator judges our souls. Creator's had enough of this shit. This is the reset. All three suns are coming together to sing in accord. They've never come together in all the time that I've been watching us document these things on the walls of Giza. You know, when the boats come in with the little god in front of them and the people in the boats, those are the planets that came back with that sun. And they, if you look at it in Peru, they got little things, people, in the shape of boats, and then people standing on the backs of them with the little king in the front. Same fucking correlation, man. Every one of them. Sometimes they change boats. We're fixing to change boats. Because we got our sun and the red sun. Here we are in the blue sun. You don't want to be there. You're going to get dusted. We need to fall back behind the blue sun. So our only viable option at this point to survive perihelion.
So is switching suns basically like the planet being passed to another power, one that's not quite as benign as the current one?
This blue sun is Earth's father. Thoth is her brother. They're loving. creatures. Mm. Our hierarchy runs sun, planet, children. Creator runs it all on the Birkeland Current. The sun catches the energy off the Birkeland Current, distributes it to the planets, the planets distribute it to us. You and I in these little skin suits couldn't handle Creator's energy.
So is it that he's a mean father or that he's just a powerful father?
Very powerful.
Okay.
Running a whole eternally growing universe. That's a lot of power.
So how do we back off?
You've got a magnet in your chest. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't either for 50 years. Biologically, medically, we have an electromagnetic field around us about 8 foot. It's a very strong field. You can actually feel it. And I never knew that until a few weeks ago. I was accidentally felt it. You bring your palms together like this, and you're going to start feeling a little bit of heat and a little bit of pull right in front of your chest. And then you pull it away, and you can feel it all the way through your hands. I've had people tell me they've been playing with that since they were kids. I just found it a couple of weeks ago, and they wrote about it on the walls.
So Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
They gave us this frequency. A lot of this, what we're looking at, is frequency, like frequency plates with sand on them. 1,748 hertz, for example. In this first stella I ever read, right in the middle, 1,748 hertz. I had no idea what the hell they were trying to tell us. So I, 1,748 hertz, human biology, came up with, boom. All of a sudden I'm sitting there looking at, every time you get goosebumps, it's 1,748 hertz. When you get goosebumps a lot, you start producing stem cells because you're excited about life, right? You're excited about something. Well, that's your electromagnetic frequency. All magnets, sitting there doing studies, all magnets exhibit the same pattern. It's on that 1,748 hertz metal plate. And it also turns out to be on the back of all the movie screens. Could I share a screen with you?
Yeah.
What I'm talking about.
I don't think I'm set to do that, but let's make us set to do that. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Oops. There's 1,748 hertz with full torrent. This is what every magnet under a millimeter of water looks like. Same pattern in the very center of the hieroglyph, 1748 hertz. And here it is on a metal plate today. 1748 hertz.
I see. So you're talking about sand with a magnet underneath and the vibrations and the shapes that it creates.
Yeah. This would be the conical hat, ball, dingley cobra, familiar eye, IMF lines being interplanetary magnetic field lines. They, by definition, are not Earth. And you can see where it blew out our mag. This is Earth. Usually your magnetosphere is flowing back in here. This blew out the magnetosphere and planted a signature right behind us. This is IR spectrum court empirical evidence. It does not lens flare.
Okay, so this is a picture that I was looking at earlier, the one with the Eye of Ra in the magnetic, in the ISWA data.
This is his staff.
But when, and I was thinking when I was looking at it, I'm just like, well, what would the purpose be? Because I definitely see what you're talking about. And I was thinking, what would the purpose be to draw a picture with massive astronomical magnetics?
Like this?
So it's like it's coming out of the range of scientific and going into the range of spiritual?
It proves omnipresence. 1748 hertz inside of every atom.
Gotcha.
That's the electromagnetic field. We found perpetual energy, literally. I've got working models all over the place and perpetual motion through the same electromagnetic field. We could change the world. This is Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, Neptune. These are Horus's, the red sun's planets. Yes, Nibiru's in there. It's for magnet signatures. This right here, funny enough, we found Ra in Peru. Here, this has a short end and a long end to his tunic. It's all crosshatched. This is his pants in Peru. It's kind of funny because that's his magnetosphere. See the short end? Then there's a classic dot and then the long end. This started showing up about 2013, 2014 in a UV sensor. They've since shut down. At night, this is a midnight shot. And we tracked this thing for years. And this is a classic magnetosphere coming out of a UV sensor in Alaska that was designed to study auroras. And picked up magnetospheres too.
So, whether or not these are the actual Egyptian gods or took the representation of them, what do they want?
Well, from what I can tell, Ra wants Mama back. We're going back to the blue sun. Funny enough, that's kind
of... But you were saying that we need to back off on that. I mean, how would we even stop that?
Oh, no. We need to go fall back onto him.
Oh,
is what I'm saying. Because we've got two suns in front of us. Here we are, and here's the third. So we're in between. They start throwing plasma, we're screwed. We need to be behind the biggest thing in the solar system, and at that point, that's going to be the blue sun.
I see. When they come together, it's going to cause an astronomical event, and if we're not behind them, that we need to be back there. That's why we're being put back there, is to protect us from this astronomical event.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So what's sort of the time frame on all of this?
Interesting enough. Cuneiform states, and I... When the sister system nears causes Earth's axis to shift, making the sky roll, beginning tribulations on Earth. Come to find out, it's about 10 years, 5 months for tribulation. We're in 10 years and 6 months. It began in October 2010. Moon doing cartwheels every night. And nobody's noticed. Well, thousands have.
But we're there?
We're there. We're at the end of tribulations. It's been 10 years and 6 months since I first noticed the moon was doing cartwheels. Absolutely. October 2010 it began.
So, hey,
Go ahead.
I mean, I guess traditionally what people think of when they think of tribulation is like, you know, the time immediately preceding the apocalypse. So it sounds like you're saying it's all over any day now.
We're pretty fucking close. Yes. To the great and terrible day of the Lord, or the blue kachina revealing itself, whichever way you want to look at it. It's the same event. The skies are going to roll back, and we're going to see these behemoths around us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.